Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But when's the deadline for that?
I believe it's like May 3rd or 4th, so it's next week.
So it's next week.
Right, no decision yet. His salary in year five would be $7.217 million. So obviously they're going to have to make that decision. I would assume that they would pick it up. Most of the guys are having their fifth-year options picked up. Baltimore announced that they will pick up Lamar Jackson. So maybe they're not trying to sign him to a long-term deal. Maybe they want to see more from him.
And, interesting.
You know, Josh Allen's fifth-year option has not been picked up yet by the Bills, but I'm assuming that they're trying to sign him to a long-term deal. I mean, he has gotten better and better each of his first 3 years, and he's one of the reasons why the Bills are going to be, you know, one of the favorites to try to, you know, get to the Super Bowl this coming season.
Honestly, what's the rush with the Giants and Saquon Barkley?
We got until next week.
Yeah, I know, but why?
I mean, why would you wait?
Well, I mean, you could still sign it to a long-term deal.
You could, you? Then maybe they're trying to do that too.
I mean, it's not like you don't pick up the fifth-year option and then all of a sudden he's going to be automatically a free agent. You can still have talks. You can still sign him. You can see how the year goes. You can see how he returns from injury. I mean, there's no reason to really lock him up this point for another year if you don't have to.
Remember, the Steelers traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
They picked up his fifth-year option. Denzel Ward, his option was picked up by the Browns. So was Baker Mayfield from the Browns as well. So most of the guys are having their fifth-year options picked up already. Some of them are still hanging out there.
Okay. The interesting ones that are hanging out there, one of them, Saquon Barkley.
And Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Well, Josh,
I mean, Josh
Allen's,
not going anywhere.
I mean, they're going to give him a gazillion dollars. That's what's going to happen. They're going to have to.
Did anybody ask Dave Gettleman the other day when he was talking about the draft and everything else whether or not the gold jacket guy is going to get a fifth-year option or whether or not they're giving him a new contract?
You know, we'll get there when we get there. You know, I mean, really, it's about the quarterback.
I mean, that'd be his answer.
So you have Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson, and Josh Allen, all guys, just sitting there.
Just sitting. What's going to happen with these guys?
I would think all three guys are getting contract extensions.
Of course they are.
The Bears just extended Roquan Smith.
I mean, come on. You think
it's pretty good draft when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you think Josh Allen's not getting a contract? He's going to get gonna be one of the highest-paced guys in the sport.
He will be eventually, yes.
Eventually. It might be sooner than later.
It should be.
It really should be. Well, maybe they say, oh, so we'll wait as long as we can because we got a nice roster here. We're a team that went deep into the playoffs last year, so why right. not? We don't want to have to start cutting guys because of the quarterback contract.
See, the interesting thing about the new CBA is that if the fifth-year option is picked up, it's fully guaranteed.
Okay.
That wasn't the case beforehand, but now it is.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Right. Well, I don't know. I just don't.
It's just kind of the business of sports, you know,
with
the salary cap going down and things of that nature.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what Giants fans want out of this draft more than anything else. What is the one player that Giants fans are locking in on more than others? And it's really hard to say because there's just so much
fluctuation.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to be available for them.
So if all five quarterbacks, again, I'll go over this again with you, and in our audience, if all five quarterbacks are taken in the top 10, that means the Giants are going to have the pick of the top six next player. They'll have a pick within the top six of the next players. And usually one team in there reaches for somebody that nobody's expecting them to take.
Sure. Usually the Raiders.
Well, the other thing, too, is this draft is very, very unpredictable simply because of the amount of players that didn't play last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that you really think that all five are going to go in the top 10.
Feels that way.
One of them's got to drop out of the top 10. One of them has to.
I was trying to think, I dropped outside of the top 10, but then again, I dropped outside the first round,
entire first round.
And there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse getting your hopes set and all of a sudden you're dropping. You're like, what the hell is going on? So hopefully these guys are all going to get picked within the top 10 because I feel like that's the expectations for everybody. And it's a quarterback driven league. And, you never know how next year's class is going to look compared to this year's class. Everybody's done their study on these guys. Most of these guys have all been winners in college. Seem like they're all decent guys. And, hopefully their dream will come true.
See, I really do think, though, that quarterbacks get a little more overrated these days because of how important it is to try to win with a guy on a rookie deal. So there are teams that, prior to the changing of the rookie pay scale, there was more trepidation
about giving that guy a $50 million signing bonus.
Yeah, and that's why guys would drop, things like that. I don't want to take a quarterback in the top five because I'm tethered to someone paying him an exorbitant amount of money I've never seen play in the NFL before. Now that it's changed, it's like if you strike with one of these guys, you catch lightning in a bottle with one of these guys. I mean, that's the formula to win a Super Bowl. Is get him on a rookie contract, playing well, build a roster around him, and then bang.
And that's why the Jets traded Sam Darnold. They didn't want to have to pick up his fifth-year option, and they wanted to reset the quarterback salary structure for their team, and they want to spend money in other areas. It seems like that's exactly what the Patriots did. The Patriots, I think, signed, 9 free agents, traded for Trent Brown, their starting left tackle from Las Vegas, signed like 4 of their own players. We'll be getting back all the players that opted out that they want to keep from last year. And now the question is, they have 10 draft picks. I mean, they are restocking and reloading that entire team.
Yeah.
Who is the quarterback on that team? And do you feel like Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be traded back to them? Do you feel like there's a trade already done between San Francisco and New England? Or do you think the Atlanta Falcons at number 4, everybody thinks Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida. Some people are saying Penei Sewell, the tackle out of Oregon. Other people are saying it may be one of these quarterbacks because they've been totally silent. And if they're getting restarted, did they trade Matt Ryan to the New England Patriots?
Wow. Well, here's one thing to remember. The Atlanta Falcons have a completely new regime.
That's the point.
Completely new. So,
and they're talking about trading Julio Jones as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're not hanging on to the glory days of postseason failures there in Atlanta. They are moving on. Is what they're going to do. So that's why I think that they're a little more of an interesting team to really blow it up as opposed to the 49ers. I could see the 49ers drafted a quarterback and then keeping Garoppolo for a year to see if he stays healthy and see what they could do in that first year, especially with the fact that Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, who are the two quarterbacks that everybody likes the most, are going to go ahead of them.
Well, there's two thought processes, I think, with San Francisco. Number one, they have a roster that is a top 5 roster in the league. All right. And number 2, they do have the support mechanism for a young quarterback, similar to what Seattle had when they brought in Russell Wilson. Now, I don't know if any of these kids are going to be Russell Wilson his first year and be able to handle it.
Yeah.
That's really the question. That's the million-dollar question. But you would think that if they're going to draft a quarterback, man, and you're going to play him on that team, and that may cost you a trip to the Super Bowl. I think you owe an explanation to everybody else in that team.
Sure. I mean, this is like the odds of getting that rookie quarterback, putting him on that roster, and then making a championship run and finishing the job that you couldn't finish a couple of years ago are slim. There's a better chance that Jimmy Garoppolo stays healthy, plays well enough to get you back to that spot.
No, the other interesting thing in the AFC, you're going to have Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. You now have Carson Wentz in the AFC.
Big whoop there.
Well, I think that's a...
We'll see what happens. I mean, the guy was horrendous last year. And I know it wasn't all his fault, but I mean,
he's on a much better team with a much better situation and a coach that he trusts. I'm telling you.
I mean, injuries and failures and You got to see it again, don't you?
I like where he went, of course, because I think reuniting with Frank is great. And I love where Sam Darnold went, going to Joe Brady.
Yeah, that's
I think that, I think that's really interesting, too.
Could they take a quarterback? Don't be surprised if they traded up to take a quarterback. Don't be surprised if every team traded up to take a quarterback.
So the point being is that don't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Because it is as unpredictable as it's ever been.
Yeah, I mean, and nobody really I mean, we go through this every year. It's yet still we gobble up the pre-draft stuff because, you know, we're excited about the draft. But, none of it never ever means anything until the draft happens.
Right, exactly. But let me ask you a question. 2018 draft. Let me just give you a couple names. And because I remember going back, because this is fresh in our minds, and it's the fifth-year option time where you have to decide whether or not you want to keep these guys. And whether or not they have been successful picks for their respective teams and how the teams responded when those players were picked.
Okay.
Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield.
It's worked out for them.
Okay. Saquon Barkley and the Giants.
Jury's out. Can't say. I mean, he had a great rookie season.
Right. Sam Darnold and the Jets, gone.
Gone.
Right.
See ya.
Denzel Ward, Browns.
I think that's worked out.
It has, and they're going to pick up his option. Bradley Chubb for the Broncos.
Yes.
Quentin Nelson for the Colts.
Oh, guys, one of the best offensive linemen of football.
Josh Allen for the Bills.
One of the best quarterbacks of football.
Roquan Smith for the Bears.
He's a beast for the Bears.
Right. Tackle Mike McClinchy for the 49ers.
No friggin' clue.
No, they picked up his option. Okay. They like him.
All
right. Josh Rosen was a failure.
Yeah.
He's obviously been cut. And then, of course, Minkah Fitzpatrick, who was drafted by the Dolphins and traded to the Steelers. So that's like your top 11 guys right there. And 10 out of the 11 are all making it.
Sure.
Well, maybe different ways. Like Sam Darnold's going to another team. He's still in the league. Maybe he's not being validated by a second contract yet. But all those other guys seem to be.
Yeah. So that's great.
It's a pretty good draft.
It's a really good draft. I mean, you got
the top of the draft anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you also got an MVP in that draft, too, and Lamar Jackson later on.
He was number 32.
I thought they traded. He was 32?
32nd pick, yes.
Wow, I remember him being
his fifth year option is $23.1 million.
That's going to be fascinating to see what happens with that. If they're not, they don't give him a long term deal this year.
Right.
That's going to be the talk of the world. That really will be the NFL world. That is,
it will. But they are locked into him for 2 more years.
No, I know, but everybody's going to expect guy won an MVP. They were a one seed. They go to playoffs. Just over and over again.
Yeah, you know what?
Can he beat the best teams in the conference?
Look at the 49ers.
Blah.
49ers are getting rid of they're getting rid of their quarterback because he couldn't stay healthy. And he led them to the Super Bowl. And it wasn't until their defense collapsed in the fourth quarter that they ended up losing that game.
Sure. No, I know.
And you could say that Jimmy Garoppolo didn't make a play here or a play there when he had a chance to late in the game. But I would also say, wait a minute, time out. That vaunted defense got shredded by Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think what the 49ers are looking at is that team and the Chiefs had a guy that won them the game. And we didn't have that guy. We didn't have someone to win us the game.
Let's go to Vinny in Eastport. Vinny, what's happening?
Oh, hello. I just wanted to let you know that Boomer was feeling bad about dropping to the second round in the draft.
Yeah.
But, Boomer, you were actually picked as the first quarterback in that draft.
Yeah, I was, because the guy that was supposed to be picked went to the USFL, and that was Steve Young.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the number one overall. I'll tell the story one more time. He was supposed to be the number one overall pick for the Bengals. And they were deciding between me and him at that time, and they decided they were going to take him. He decided, I don't want to go there. I want to go to the USFL and go play for some team called the LA Express. You know, I then held a press conference and said, I'm not rooting for the Memphis Showboats or the Washington Federals or the New Jersey Generals or whatever the hell they're called. I'm an NFL player and I want to go play in the NFL. That's what I said. And I trying to hope that people would realize that there's not going to be a bidding war like there was for Steve.
Man, you still dropped.
I still dropped. And so I was a pain in the ass. So I get it. I understand that.
Well, it was a different time in your life.
So the Bengals actually traded the number one pick to the New England Patriots, who selected Irving Fryer, number one overall. The Bengals had 3 first-round picks.
Yeah, and you also mouthing off, and that guy in the elevator heard it. And then
Dan Henning.
Yeah.
He was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, that was another big problem.
Very uncoachable.
Very big problem. This guy's uncoachable.
Uncoachable. Bad guy. Big problems.
Right.
No drugs, but bad problems.
Right.
Comes from a very questionable upbringing. Had a pony.
Yeah.
We got problems with that.
Major attitude.
Yeah.
South Shore, Long Island,
yep.
New York chip on the shoulder. Can't tell him nothing. Thick head.
Right.
All that stuff.
Right. Only ran a 4.840.
Hmm. Yeah, talks about hockey too much.
Only throw the ball 80 yards in the air.
Brings up bad news he sees in the newspaper to his friends all the time, drags him down.
I did separate my left shoulder in my last college game, though.
Buys gifts for people and then insists that they use them every day.
Right. Pain in the ass.
Just a big pain in the ass person.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry is here. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, morning. We're brought to you by Wallhour Paint and Design, celebrating 100 years. Visit wallhour.com/100. Well, the Nets clinched a playoff spot last night. The Knicks look to continue their march to the postseason tonight. The Knicks at home take on the Bulls. Knicks 34-28. They've won 9 of their last 10 after this game. A 6-game road trip before coming back and wrapping up the regular season with 3 games at home. As for the Nets, they were in Tampa to play the Raptors last night, and they moved 22 games over 500.
Mike James into the front court. Van Vliet on him, gives it up for Irving, out top for Green, working around the right. Harris, extra pass in the corner, Durant a 3, and it's good for Kevin Durant.
And that is Chris Carino with the call.
Stick my hands down my...
Yes, he was doing that last night for sure, specifically in the fourth quarter where the Nets outscored the Raptors 36-20, wound up winning 116-103. They moved back a game and a half in front of Philadelphia, who didn't play last night for the top spot in the East. Here was Durant, just 17 points in 33 minutes, only 7 shot attempts. He says he wasn't going to force anything.
I just tried to be patient and take what was there, and you know, one of those nights where I wasn't going to get a lot of shots up. So I'm just glad we won. I'm glad, you know, guys like Mike and Tyler and Landry and Jeff had big scoring nights for us to take the pressure off of us. And, you know, it makes us unpredictable.
It was Mike James and Tyler Johnson, Landry, Shamet, and whoever else he mentioned. They went on Jeff Green, who had 22, I think he mentioned, too. And they went on a night where Kyrie Irving only had 9 points but wasn't needed, as it's 7 players in double figures. Meantime, the Celtics lose a weird one at home to the Thunder, who had lost 14 straight games. Boston falls 119-115. They've lost 4 of 5, and the Hornets have dropped 7 of 10, a 114-104 loss at home to the Bucks. Now, a lot of talk at the top between Philadelphia and Brooklyn. Here's Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think he had 28 or 29 last night. He says playoff seating, whatever.
What was Miami, 6th last year? They were 6th, 5th, 4th. I think they were 6th. Nash, 6th. And they went to the finals. No, so you never know how these leagues going to work. As long as we build good culture around this team, we're going to be in a very, very good place.
We
remember
see.
That was also a bubble year.
It was, yes.
And
it
there
was.
Were no fans, no nothing. And they were all in the same place at the same time. So it was no home court advantage, if you will.
Where do you think we get to by the time? I know it's up to, what, 33%?
I was going to say maybe 45, 50%.
Yeah, because you're about a month away.
Right.
And if the numbers continue to decline, that would be kind of cool if you got to even 50, 60%.
A couple things going on here. It's vaccines, of course, but also it's the seasonality of the virus.
Right.
I still want to know Is it because of the grand scale of what you can put in a baseball stadium? There's a lot of people that might be going into the same entrance. But why is it that at a casino, indoors, you can have 50%, but at a baseball stadium, outdoors, you can have 33%?
Thank you.
Nonsense. You know,
there's taxes attached to tickets too, Eddie.
I mean, come on. They put 50% Citi Field, Yankee Stadium, at the very least. Museums and everything else, and 75 this, 75 that. The lowest thing is sporting events, at least outdoors. I don't know.
Whatever. Is it maybe because you're next to one another for a very lengthy period of time? I mean, I guess in a casino you could sit at a table for hours, but I would think, yeah, I don't know. Restaurant, you're in and out in an hour. A baseball game, you could be sitting there for 3.5 hours.
How about a supermarket or a Home Depot or a Lowe's? Or...
It's quick.
Ah, you know, but you're still walking through there, mingling with people left and right all over the place. Now, how about the people that work there? They're
you're
there
right.
all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the supermarkets and the checkout people, and right. yeah, you're right.
How about hospitals?
Well, yeah, of yeah. course. Well,
how about
yeah,
that? That's
how about that? How about this? How about that?
Yeah. How about police precincts? We're down here by the first precinct. There's a million cars all over the place.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many people we got here?
Six.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stupid.
Dove is here.
Yeah.
Pete Hoffman's here.
Hoffman's 6.
We got Billy G is here.
Jockalone 7.
Bilotti
8.
And Tom.
Tom and Tom?
Yep. That's it.
Who's
everybody.
The other Tom?
Tom and Tom.
Tom.
I don't know last names.
Tom.
Tom and Tom.
Oh, Tom DeCelestino.
Yes.
And Tom DiBenedetto.
There you go.
Those are the Toms.
So that's everybody. Oh, and Martin's here, I think.
Martin, we have an engineer here today.
Yes. They
wow.
get,
you know,
they get here at 5:30.
Yeah, they're always here.
Yeah.
I don't see them anymore. They just hang out back there.
They're in their room. Just like you don't leave your studio, they don't leave their room unless they're called.
What do we have about? So about 12? Talking 12?
On the entire floor, yes. Okay. And now I think the boss is here.
13.
13. Lucky we got to come up with another one. We can't leave it at 13. It's no good. Mavericks hammered the Warriors 133-103. Steph Curry says, yeah, that was not good. Dallas at one point, a 28-0 run.
We're a top 10 ranked defense for a reason. And most nights you can rely on that to weather the storm a little bit if offensively you're not getting it going. You know, it was a perfect storm of everything going wrong tonight.
You're right, Boomer. They are a weird team looking yep. back at their season, and they have good stretches, and they have horrendous stretches, do the Warriors. So that was last night as well. I want to get to the baseball from last night. We'll start with the Yankees just because that was the good, as they did win. We found out before the game from Aaron Boone that Kyle Higashioka is really going to get more starts. He's earned the playing time. And was he go out and do
Higashioka.
Yes. What did he go out and do last night?
Aaron the pitch. Cut on and hit in the air to right. Fairly deep. Stewart back. Can't see it. She's gone. How do you like that? DJ Stewart couldn't find the ball, and it was way over his head into the seats. Higashioka. The home run stroker.
Yeah, hit his fourth of his fourth of the season, and the Yankees beat the Orioles 5-1. Home runs in this game for Aaron Judge as well. Giancarlo Stanton, a late home run, couple of RBIs for Gio Urshela. Here's Aaron Boone. He likes the way his club came back after that loss in the series opener.
Really good. You know, Corey set the tone. Obviously, he threw the ball really well.
That is Corey Kluber, who went 6 2/3. He says, nice to get some results.
Yeah, I think that obviously getting the win is the most important thing. But it was good to, you know, I've been saying I feel like I'm close. So it was good to finally, you know, go out there and kind of string together a good outing.
So that's all the good. The bad would be Aaron Judge didn't finish the game. They took him out and he wasn't in the field in the ninth inning, as Boone addressed it.
Not overly concerned, but just. Want to make sure, you know, especially through this stretch, obviously, where, you know, we knew this 13 games with the travel and everything was coming, you know, and still trying to build these guys up a little bit.
So he's got soreness is what the issue, but he really didn't go further than that. So a reporter did inquire.
What Judge you described as lower body stuff, is that like feet, knees, hamstring, waist?
Yeah, probably a little all of it. I think he's, you know. just a little beat up on the trip.
Schween.
He did not say Schween. That was G, although he could have. He could have added testicles and, you know, who knows, quad.
How about so the Schweenus?
We don't know what his deal is or if he will play tonight, but we shall see. You got Domingo Germán this evening on the Fan at 6:25 after Carton and Robertson. Also good to note that they did trade Mike Tauchman to San Francisco in exchange for relief pitcher Wandy Peralta. The Mets, not so good. They wound up losing to the Red Sox last night because they have no offense, and the Red Sox had just enough.
Peterson sets to the shoulder. The pitch to Devers. Swinging a little looper behind third. That might drop. Here comes Smith. It does drop, a base hit around third. Hernandez, he scores easily. Smith's throw comes in on one hop to second. Holding at first with a bloop RBI single is Rafael Devers, and the Red Sox have a 2-1 lead.
And there was your final score.
Yeah.
2-1. The Red Sox beat the Mets as they go to 15-9. Mets slide back to 9-9. Bobby Dalbec, a solo home run in this game. And Garrett Richards, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts for a pathetic Met offense that did absolutely nothing last night. Here was Luis Rojas on why Richards performed so well.
He was in the zone more. I thought he attacked. You know, he was able to get ahead. Both of his breaking pitches were working.
Yeah, they were working all right, and the Mets did nothing with them. Peterson, tough loss because he did pitch well.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling at all, giving up hits like that. So, I mean, giving up hits in general is not a good feeling, but something like that where it just falls in.
Meaning that bloop base hit by Devers that brought in the go-ahead run. And also you had from last night, the fans starting. And by the way, am I wrong? Didn't Alomar wear number 12 with the Mets too?
Yeah, of course.
What are we? Why is he wearing 12?
Because that's his number,
no,
man.
No good. And I know it's game 18 that it just hit me last night. Like, what? Ugh, no
Did
good.
Did Baerga wear 12 too, or he was 8? No, or was he?
I don't remember Carlos Baerga. I thought 10, actually.
6 or something?
We could just keep running down the numbers.
1, 2, 3.
Where's
4,
Russo?
5, 6. 29, 30, 31, 30.
I thought he was 10, but I could be wrong. Here's Luis Rojas talking about the fans that were getting on. What's his name again?
Francisco Lindor.
Lindor, yeah.
Fan base is passionate, you know, with our team. You know, want everyone to perform consistently on a daily basis, and you know, it's so early in the season. And the good thing about it is that the guys, they show up every day and they prepare their best and they come in and they want to give the fans, you know, what they want. They want the win.
I see Baerga as 8 and 6.
Yeah. Right. How about that?
Do you remember when
I nailed both of them?
Remember when Pete Alonso said you might as well pay Lindor $400 million? Remember that?
That was brilliant.
Doesn't look like it. But again, it's early. Everybody relax.
It is early.
And we're in first place, by the way.
Yeah, it's phony though. They're 9 and 9.
It's phony. We're
500. Because they're playing well. They don't look like a first place team.
Nobody else in the division is playing well either.
Someone will.
Somebody's got to be in first place, so we're in first place.
Yeah, I know, but don't be celebrating first place at 9-9, 18 games in, because you know where that's going to get you?
Place.
Nowhere. Yeah, I
better than being in last place.
It is better than being in last place, but you realize how many games from last place they are.
Doesn't matter. We're in first place, Jerry.
They're 9-9.
We're in first place.
The Braves are a half game, and the Phillies are a half game behind you.
9-9.
9-9, exactly.
Well, we're in first place, Jerry. Remember that.
You're going to lose tonight? You won't be. I can tell you that.
We've got Jake going tonight.
You do have Jake going, so hopefully the Mets will win 1-0. That is this evening. Luis Rojas with Carton and Roberts on the Fan at 5 o'clock as well. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 3 home runs, including a grand slam. Blue Jays beat the Nationals 9-5. And Jerry Blevins did announce his retirement from baseball. A couple of other things. You've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers re-signing Antonio Brown, that according to Ian Rappaport, as they say. Your Rangers with a win over the Sabres. And I know you feel like that's phony, although it's not. They did win the game.
A win's a win, man.
I know, but you... I sat there and praised the Rangers, and I get from Boomer, oh, they're beating the Devils and the Sabres. It doesn't matter. It's over.
I don't talk like that, Jerry. I don't, you know, if you're going to, you know, impersonate me, do it like Gio does.
Here's Strom, shot blocked by Samuelson. Here's the manager.
Ah, the great Sam Rosen on MSG.
The great Sam Rosen.
Still sounds young, as fresh as a daisy.
Sounds fresh and everything.
Yes. Yes. It does. Yes.
Get him out.
I'm not a Ranger fan. I love Sam Rosen, though.
And by the way, the Rangers you know, hit the post like five times last night.
Crap. Capitals shut out the Islanders 1-0, as we hear from Matt Martin.
When things aren't going well, it seems like it's harder to kind of break through and get a win. So there's certainly areas that we need to be a lot better, but we know that we're a good hockey team.
That's it. And we'll punch your face out if we don't
win. Scoring would help.
Yes. Well, they were shut out 1-0, as we said.
I mean, they can't score against anybody but the Rangers. And this guy Sprong, the Dutchman. Yeah.
Daniel Sprong.
Sprong has sprung.
Yeah, well, he's spronging all over the Islanders the last couple games in replace of Ovi, who's been out.
The Devils beat the Flyers 6-4, snapped a 10-game losing streak. Floyd Mayweather said Tuesday he will fight Logan Paul in an exhibition in Miami on June 6th.
Logan Paul?
Did I not write that right?
Is that, or was it Jake Paul? Which one? Which Paul?
Maybe, Chris Paul.
No, yeah, I think you might be right. I'm not sure.
I don't know the difference between Jake Paul and Logan Paul, so very possible I wrote that wrong.
No.
But I think I copied and pasted that.
You're probably right. I get the two of them confused. This is a me thing, not a you thing, Jared.
All right. And then also I saw on TMZ that Mike Tyson, while getting into a vehicle, said he is planning on fighting Lennox Lewis in September.
Oh, God.
And you are right. It is Logan.
It's Logan Paul.
Yeah, it is Logan, yes.
All right, so there you have it. All right, time now.
Is your buddy ever going to fight again, by the way?
I don't know.
Deontay Wilder?
I don't know. What is he doing?
Making excuses.
There was like, you know, 5-year period there where he was everywhere.
I know. Talk about falling off. Ever since that Tyson Fury beatdown, the guy's just hasn't been the same, hasn't been around, just been pathetic.
Hasn't been the same since the hug, if you ask me. I think the hug.
No.
He won after the hug.
Yeah,
he won after the hug.
Yeah, but then after that.
No.
It's like Craig being a Yankee fan. Craig has maloiked him, and I think you maloiked him.
No, it does not. Please don't do that. I don't want to take responsibility for Deontay Wilder's precipitous fall. But yeah, it's a bummer because I don't have any fan. I'm not a fan of any fighter right now like I was with Deontay Wilder.
Are you a fan of the Paul brothers? Nobody seems to be.
No, because that's just a different type of entertainment. That's not real boxing to me. It's boxing.
Daniel Cormier said he was going to rip his face off.
That's everybody does because it's just so much money in it. Everybody wants to fight everybody.
But Cormier said, MMA. I'll fight you MMA.
And I'll rip your face off.
And I'll rip your face off.
Right, I'll eat your face like I'm on bath salts.
And he's like 42 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I would never get in a ring with that guy.
All right, moment of the day. Jared,
brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
All right, so Boomer had a weird dream overnight, and he tried to wake himself up, and while doing so, he made quite a remarkable sound.
I think the one where you think something unbelievable happened to you, and then you wake up, and you're like, ugh.
That's exactly what I thought.
It's a young Frankenstein, man. That's what it sounds like. It's like do 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 do. Putting on the Ritz.
I don't know. I think it was probably around 2:30. And then you look at the clock and you're like, oh God, I gotta go back to bed and do I get back into REM sleep again? What happens? Then you wake up really tired, you know?
I hope people know this reference because it is perfect. I'm not the guy with the old reference, but this is perfect.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
I cannot believe that came out of your mouth. Moment of the day. Enjoy.
That was great, Jerry. Thank you very much. That's Jerry.
That's
Jerry.
Me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, you, yes.
New York City radio, boys and girls.
That's unbelievable. My face hurts. Man, I tell you.
It's killing me, too.
No, I know. I know. That's a famous joke. I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I just get meat cleavered by the bosses these days. There's no sucking up. It's just a meat cleaver all day long. They pound me like a veal.
You know what's amazing about all that?
What's that?
Because you are a WFAN lifer, like this is where you grew up.
Yeah.
I think that they feel like they can take certain liberties with you. Do you feel that way?
No. Only one person does that.
Okay. All
right. But I was talking to Dove about free will. That's what I was talking
about. Again, about free will.
He's totally into that. So I walked by him and I said, Dove, I'm using my free will to go to the bathroom. And then when I came back, that's when it started. That's what made me late. He goes, you realize it wasn't free will to go to the bathroom. It was your body telling you you had to go to the bathroom. I said, well, wait a second. I chose this moment, though, to use the bathroom.
Oh, here we go.
So that was my free will.
Yeah, Dove and I have had those arguments since 1993.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and you guys on the opposite ends of things?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. I didn't know if you shared.
Yeah.
But you're both think we don't have free will.
No. He thinks strongly that we have free will because
he's
a believer in God and the righteousness and all of that.
And all of that stuff. Hey, by the way, you see this new trend of guys that are smuggling birds through airports to sell them so they can sing in parks?
What?
Yeah, this is actually happening.
What kind of birds?
Finches. So a man at JFK yesterday busted with 35 live finches stuffed inside hair curlers. And he had them taped around his ankles and then inside his coat. Finches. So why, you say, is someone trying to smuggle finches in from Guyana?
Finches. Well,
finches. So this is the part that's even more mind-blowing.
Now, is this going to screw up our ability to get on the beach with our trucks?
No, those are piping plovers. Totally different
situation. But you never know. Finches take root here. This could happen.
So
are they taking root here? I have no idea.
The Guyanese variety finch.
Oh, there you go.
Has a great singing voice, apparently. I'm not making this up. It's a true story. And there are contests that are happening in parks with singing finches. And a finch who wins these competitions becomes valuable and can sell for more than $10,000.
Wow. So I'd much rather have a finch fight than a cockfight.
Yeah. Well, I think most people would. And this is a finch singing contest.
Well, yeah.
Those cocks try to kill each other.
They do.
So that's a totally different situation. So, I mean, so and earlier this month, a 26-year-old from Guyana also busted at JFK with 29 live finches stuffed inside pink and orange plastic rollers.
So really, they're trying to bring finches into the state, huh?
Live finches all taped up to them. Now, obviously, they can get through the airport in Guyana. Then they get here to JFK, and they're probably, you know, chirping as they're walking down the whatever. And then they get caught. And this, I mean, craziness. And who the hell's paying $10,000 for a singing finch that wins a competition? How is this a thing? Who started this? How is it a thing? And how can we stop it?
Why are people paying millions for, like, little digital whatever they are?
That's going to blow up, that thing. That's not going to work. I'm telling you right now, it's just that there's going to be a few of those NFTs and NBA Top Shots that'll be worth something. The rest of it's nonsense. The hell is that?
I thought it was a finch singing, but it's not. Oh, here's a finch singing.
All right. Is that a Guyanese finch or an American finch?
That's a zebra finch.
And we're not looking for one of those.
Sounds like a dog with a squeaky toy.
Yeah. Yeah, there are dogs right now going crazy in houses of people.
Zebra finch. We have a red house finch songbird.
I need a Guyanese finch.
Let me see if I can buy. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. That's what I need. That's the one that is the most coveted. And that's why all this smuggling is going on. Smuggling finches. Wow, it's just beautiful. If you really listen closely, you can hear the male. The male Guyanese finch. Cherry does that thing where he does those weird sounds. He's like, with the cavemen and with that. It's like a thing that he's got going. Well, that's beautiful right there. Yeah, I'd pay 10 grand for that. I mean, this is insanity. Like, where are these competitions happening? In what parks are Guyanese finches having singing competitions? Like, where's that? That's what's going on in the city? Think about it. Here's my finch. Here's your finch. Who's judging these competitions?
Finch fights.
Honestly. Someone's got to take me to a finch fight. I want to see this. Oh, they're actually not really fighting. I don't want Peter to get upset.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They're not really fighting. They're singing.
That's Peter King?
No. Peter. No, the people for the ethical treatment of animals. You dumb a-hole. God sakes, how stupid can you be? Crying out loud. Yeah, so this is a thing. Smuggling finches in. At some point in the next couple of months, I'm going to find one of these finch singing contests. Watch, I'll be so impressed that I'll come home with a $10,000 finch. But like, who wins? Like, this is what, with all the stuff that's going on in the city, this is flown under the radar. These illegal finch singing competitions. Where are you, Mayor? This is de Blasio's New York. Illegal black market finch singing competitions. We've got to put an end to it.
Only here, man.
Yeah.
Only here.
Only here. You have Guyanese finch smuggling. All right. We will give you one more sports minute and come right back. Boomer's got something for you okay. Right after this.
I don't know. What the hell? I don't know.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela
is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.